Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from big tech's power grab on freedom of speech. DeSantis calls it the Big Tech Bill. It allows Florida residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim. Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The latest on the pandemic's origins, Dan Naraki reports.
A newly disclosed intelligence report shows that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital treatment in November 2019, reigniting a debate over the origins of COVID-19. Former national security official with the Clinton administration and Atlantic Council senior fellow Jamie Metzl is calling for a full and open investigation into the virus's origin. He tells CNBC that it's critically important to find out where the virus came from.
There's a reason why when a plane crashes, we do everything possible to understand what happened. Until we know other planes are in the air, until we know how this pandemic started, we're all unnecessarily at risk. And that's why from day one, from the earliest days of the pandemic last year, I and a small number of others, and it's great this number is growing, have been calling for a full investigation into all origin hypotheses, including that what I see is a very likely possibility that this pandemic started from an accidental lab incident followed by a criminal cover-up.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As state governments begin a lottery system with big cash prizes for those getting vaccinated, not everyone sees this as a good use of pandemic money. Jim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York is kicking off its lottery system for people who decide to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting on Monday, anyone over the age of 18 who gets a shot at a state-run site will receive a scratch-off ticket. It could be worth between $20 to $5 million. In Ohio, a program enters residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 into a lottery for prize money. State Representative Jenna Powell believes it's a huge waste of money. She tells CNN,
you know, we do want to get to herd immunity, and that's incredible. But the bottom line is, my bill and my pushback is, it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund a Vaximillion lottery. And that's what a lot of Ohioans are pushing back on, not whether or not the vaccine works or how many people we want to take the vaccine. The pushback is, it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars in our state that could be used for things like the COVID relief fund or small business funding or mental health for children. There's been a lot of issues with children in our state when it comes to shutdowns and closures. So we feel that $5 million could be used more wisely in our state.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Vax-a-Million campaign has helped drive an increase in vaccination rates among Ohioans, and it was announced on May 13th. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. Oh, and you thought it was easy, huh? I'll tell you, they just keep coming up with more stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, Mitt Romney is now the first GOP senator to say that he would vote for a January 6th commission bill. I'll tell you, why don't you save everybody all the money, Mitt, and everybody else for that matter? Because, you know, if there's a commission, you know how many millions of dollars of the people's money we're going to spend in this? I'm telling you, you could get a high school civics class. Give them $500,000 and tell them to do a report, and that report will probably be better than what they will come up with, because they're going to probably be more objective than these political hacks that want to cover their rear ends to avoid the obvious. I mean, if you really want to put money where it should be put, where it might be well spent, is how about a commission to figure out what the heck happened in the 2020 elections? I mean, there's still so many questions. Yes, there's investigations going on and things like that, but I thought you guys could, you know, chew gum and walk at the same time, but that doesn't seem to be the case, because there's still too many questions out there. I mean, every day you're reading something new coming out of Arizona or Pennsylvania or whatever. It's never ending, but, you know, we're told that we cannot question the outcome of the election in spite of the clear evidence that's coming out regarding the Dominion machines. I mean, we got, what was it, one officer in Arizona said, get rid of the machines. Get rid of the Dominion machines. They're, you know, they're a mess. But, you know, meanwhile, happily, we're rolling along. We got the midterms coming. We're going to be in a general election before you know it in 2024. And the mess continues. I got to bring on Dr. Michael Busler. Michael, thank you for putting up with me for just a minute. I know we're going to be talking the economy here as usual, but this really just galls me, you know, because in a sense, it all comes back to the money that's wasted in this whole process to, you know, figure out what happened on January. It's one day event. You know, one day event that happened, and we look at it like as if it was, you know, a 9/11 deal, or God forbid that we look back on that, you know, past Summer of Love fiasco that cost us $4 billion, you know, but we just continue to move forward and spend the people's money, because that seems to be of some interest for people. And I don't know, you know, to me, it just seems like all a bunch of theater, like so much of this COVID stuff that's going on.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. And thanks for having me, Bill. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here. Yeah, I mean, what people really want to know is what exactly was the truth behind things? You know, what was known ahead of time? Why didn't the police adequately prepare for this? It looks like the Democrats really just want to blame Trump and the Republicans for this whole thing and try to use that and sort of blow it up and make it a big issue going into 2022.
Yeah, let's blame half the country with a broad brush. You know, half the country, it was their fault for what happened on January the 6th, and they're all a bunch of rioters. No, they're a bunch of patriots that were trying, you know, came down to support
and support their vote and the American process. And they came together over a million in Washington, D.C. to make a statement. I mean, you know, Black Lives Matter had been doing that all summer. They're burning buildings, burning churches down, trying to burn a church down, do all this destruction, and no harm, no foul. We get people to come there, and even, you know, we can see from the video, like I said, I think some high school civics class could do a great job in analyzing what happened. They can take that on as a project and come back and report. And I'll tell you, they'd probably do a better job than these elected officials that we're going to pay millions of dollars for them to waste their time and staff time in order to, you know, look into this thing. Am I being extreme here, Michael?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, in terms of the cost, by the time they get all these high-priced lawyers in there, you know, you're right. This is going to end up running in the $10 to $20 million range. And I'm afraid, although they're trying to say this will be bipartisan, my fear is that it won't be. And it will just be some way to try to get at Trump for saying something that they said incited this riot. And when you look at what Trump said, I don't really see it that way. And if you start to look at some of the planning that was done before the riot occurred, you know, there were bombs are being placed around a couple of days before. So really, we just want to know what the truth is here. We don't want to spend a lot of money. We don't want to this to be a partisan thing, rather. And we just want to know exactly what the truth is and why did this thing happen. And you're right. We don't need to spend $10, $20 million to do that. We can certainly do it for a lot less.
Well, we wasted $70 million chasing after the Russian collusion. And after it's all said and done, they found Bupkis. But no big deal. Like you said, these high-priced attorneys said, thank you very much. We'll take the windfall and run and go buy a new Lamborghini. And life goes on. But, you know, this is the people's money. And they continue to waste our money, and nobody's calling them into account. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, and you say, we want a bipartisan, you know, commission on this. I don't even know if that's even possible, because you've got, you know, a number of Republicans who are sold out, who don't particularly care for Trump, his ego, his tweets or whatever. But, you know, here we are, as Liz Peek said, you know, what do you want? You know, tweets that you think are mean or bad policy that's costing everybody across the board, you know, their livelihoods. And here we are with inflation, you know, hitting us in the head. And this is just the start. I mean, this is the 70s one more time, as one person said. Yeah, the 70s one more time, but with not as good music.
Yeah. You know, and this inflation problem is, I believe, much more severe than the administration cares to admit.
They can't even admit we got a crisis at the border. That we've got an inflation problem, you know. And I'll tell you what, Jill Biden, or I should say Dr. Jill Biden, of course, I don't think she's going to the grocery store and shopping and realizing that, you know, her pat of butter has gone up by $2, you know.
Yeah. And so was a lot of other products. So how bad is the inflation problem, and what's likely to happen? So really, since 1980, about 40 years, we have not really had an inflation problem. The Federal Reserve stayed on top of it. They made sure the money supply never increased fast enough to have an inflation problem. After most of the last 40 years, inflation has been under 3%. For the last decade, it's been under 2%. So where are we today? So first of all, how do we measure inflation? So the government buys 100 goods that the average consumer is likely to purchase, and they do that in 53 cities around the country, add up how much money they spend. Mm-hmm. Then they go the next month and buy the same goods at the same locations and see how much it costs, and then see how much did prices go up from one month to the next. And typically for the last, you know, 40 years, the prices go up maybe 0.1%, maybe 0.2%. You have a bad month, maybe 0.3%. So the annual inflation rate stays relatively low.
Right.
What's happened beginning this year? In January, the consumer price index went up 0.3%. That's about a 3.5% annual inflation rate. Not enough to worry yet, but it's still pinching upwards. February, it went up 0.4%. On an annualized basis, so if it did that every month for a year, that's about a 4.5% annual inflation rate. March, it went up 0.6%. That's sure. About a 7% annual inflation rate. April, it went up 0.8%. That's over a 9% annual inflation rate. So for the first 4 months of 2021, inflation is running about 6%.
Now, got to leave it right there. We're going to break. We've got more from Dr. Bussler after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. You know, we're talking inflation, and you know, simply put, for those citizens who go out and buy things on a daily basis, they have been sending up the warning signals, and they hear the political speak coming out of the White House as if this is not happening,
And it's back to that old saying brought to you by the Marx Brothers. Are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? Well, it's not so much my lying eyes. Maybe it's my lying pocketbook that says the cost of goods continues to increase. And as Michael broke it down very simply, so that is real. This is what's happening. And this government, for some reason, is delusional. You know, Michael, I've been saying here recently, what's going on here? It's almost as if this is a government run by committee, some kind of hidden backroom committee. Joe Biden has a hard time even expressing the vision or the cause and what have you of where we are right now, whether it has to do with the border, whether it has to do with energy policy with the Russians, you know, what's going on with China and Wuhan and the China virus and that. This is incredible. I mean, and we're sitting here watching this, and all I can say is that, as Barack Obama said, you know, elections have consequences, and America is paying for those consequences, and many people are increasingly growing disappointed and restless over their vote. And I'm seeing bumper stickers now where people are saying, and I saw a T-shirt the other day, I didn't vote for him.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of areas where there's a lot of problems being created. We're talking about the inflation problem before the break, and I noted that it's running at about a 6% annual rate so far this year. So what would the Biden administration say? They would say that the inflation is temporary and transitory. It'll go down within the next couple of months. Why? They believe that the inflation was brought about because of supply chain disruptions. Because of COVID, factories were shut down. We had that real bad weather in February, shut some factories down. So
and you had the cargo ship that was clogging up the right.
Yeah. So with demand increasing in the economy so much for a number of reasons, and supply being restricted, that's driving prices up. However, they argue within another month or so, as the economy fully reopens, supply will catch up with demand, and the inflation problem will go away. As a result, they're not prepared to do anything right now to treat inflation. Now, why do I think that's not right? While the supply chain disruptions may have somewhat of an impact on prices, there are at least four other reasons why we have inflation, and those reasons will be with us at least for the rest of this year. So what are they? One, we have rising energy prices. You mentioned people buying products. If you bought gasoline recently, you're probably 70, 80 cents a gallon or more.
Exactly.
Than you paid last year. Because the Biden administration is restricting the supply of gas and oil, they canceled the Keystone Pipeline. You can't drill federal land anymore. They want to cancel the Dakota Pipeline. Because they're restricting the supply at a time when demand is growing, energy prices will continue to go up. That affects not just the gasoline we buy and the heating oil, but it also affects the products we buy because the trucks have to deliver them to the stores, and that takes gasoline. So rising energy price is one reason. Second reason, the money supply has grown by about 25% in the last 2 years. The Federal Reserve continues to buy between $80 and $120 billion of government bonds every month, simply by electronically printing up more money, and that again increases the money supply.
Don't you love that process? Isn't that cool? Could you just imagine? You go, well, honey, we're down about 10 grand this month. Oh, don't worry, just go digitally produce it. Don't worry, just don't worry.
Yeah, with the money supply growing that fast, and the economy is only a month or two away from being back to the level we were before the virus. Now we're close to full capacity. That excess in the money supply will be purely inflationary. Third reason, the federal government last year brought in $3.5 trillion in tax revenue, and they spent $6.5 trillion. That's a $3 trillion deficit last year. Now, you could argue we're trying to get out of a recession. Maybe there was a reason for it. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're going to have depending on what President Biden does for the rest of the year, at least a $3.5 trillion deficit. That's $6.5 trillion in excess demand on a $21 trillion economy. That, too, will be purely inflationary.
Well, and what happened to the $6 trillion that they printed, you know, the Fed's printed for quantitative easing under the Obama regime?
Well, they started to reverse that. Do you remember in 2017 and 18, they raised the interest rates 8 times, a quarter of a point, and they reversed quantitative easing. The logic was we want to take enough demand out of the economy to keep inflation down, but not take too much demand out so that it slows any growth. Mm-hmm. Some people argue they took out too much demand and growth would have been a lot larger, but at any rate, they were able to control inflation. Let me just give you the fourth reason. With the federal government borrowing this much money and pulling it out of capital markets, it creates a potential capital shortage for business. And if business can't get capital to expand, the only way to react to higher demand is by raising prices. So we have high energy prices, a rapid increase in the growth of the money supply, huge government budget deficits, and a potential capital shortage, in addition to any supply chain disruptions causing inflation. And those four reasons aren't going to go away anytime soon. I'm very fearful of how high the inflation rate will be by the end of the year. It could be in the double-digit range, in which case the Federal Reserve will act quickly.
Yeah. Well, Michael, and these things are so, I mean, you can say they're self-inflicted by the Democrats. This is, again, elections have consequences, and the voters need to realize that these are the people they put in office that are making these decisions. And on top of that, guess what? That's today with the policies that we're dealing with that Joe Biden and the administration wants to enact, and they've got more brilliant ideas along this line to exacerbate the problem. There is nothing in the policies that they're presenting that are going to offer any relief to what you just talked about. If anything, it's going to exacerbate the problem, right?
That's exactly right. It's going to make it worse. Because, you know, President Biden right now is pushing two more huge spending bills. The infrastructure plan, which the Republicans recognize there is a problem, so maybe, you know, $500 billion, $600 billion could take care of that. Biden wants $2.2 trillion. He's lowered it to $1.7 trillion. We shouldn't have any more deficit spending at this time. It will be purely inflationary. And then he's got this American Jobs Act, which is really kind of a Green New Deal sort of thing. That's another near $2 trillion. That, too, would be purely inflationary. We have to stop spending money we don't have, and we need to stop doing that as soon as possible. I think
you have AOC supposedly was an econ major. I mean, is she trying to talk to anybody about the reality of what this would bring on, or we're kind of being silly to think she has any connection with reality?
I'm not. I think she went to Boston College or Boston University for her degree.
Yeah, Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, they must be very embarrassed by the economics that AOC is putting forth. I know that if she took economics there, they're, you know, good schools and they teach economic principles. I don't know whether she skipped that class or slept through it or didn't take it, but her policies are just terrible for the economy. She's more concerned with curing what she perceives to be as social injustices, no matter what the cost is to the rest of the economy. And ours is supposed to be a system for the majority. You don't want to infringe upon anybody's basic rights. I understand that. But the system is for the majority, and everything she's putting forth will not help the majority of the people. In fact, it will make economic conditions worse for the vast majority of people.
Well, what she's doing is killing democracy, and that is bringing on mob rule. You know, from a democratic republic, I mean, we're going to full on a democratic, you know, a run concept that actually destroys the republic. You know, the whole deal with mob rule. And that's what we've got, isn't it?
Yeah, it's certainly right. Another real quick point. The U.S. went from the birth of a nation to the largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. Other countries were hundreds, in some cases, thousands of years older. I think there were four principles that allowed that to happen.
We got to let that go. We got to leave it right there,
Mike. Only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from big tech's power grab on freedom of speech. DeSantis calls it the Big Tech Bill. It allows Florida residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim. Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Sorry we had to cut off Dr. Bussler there. But the four things that he wanted to reinforce that was really at the basis of the America's greatness and the seedlings of this great American idea. One was freedom, and with freedom was, you know, the right to own our own property, self-responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited goal of government. And when you consider what's going on with government right now, it is the antithesis of this very thing that was at the root of our greatness. Jeff Kemp joins us now, the former NFL quarterback. And speaking of roots of greatness and the foundation of our faith, Jeff Kemp, it's God's love, is it not?
God is described as love, Bill. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it really, really is. I think we can all look around, and whether it's political division, racial unrest, class warfare of sorts, literal wars around the mm-hmm. world, arguments in marriage and divorces, anything traces back to a lack of love. Mm-hmm. And God didn't mean it like this. He meant for us to live in loving, dependent relationship upon him, but he gave us a free choice. And you can't twist someone's hand behind their back and say, love me.
Right.
God doesn't do that.
Exactly.
To us.
Well, and the thing is understanding, you know, what true love really is and the kind of love that God was talking about is his love. It's agape love. It's the love that is for the higher good of the other person. It is not, as you say, it's not, hey, I love you, let me count the strings, and what are you doing for me, and let's have this quid pro quo relationship here. That's not the way it works, right?
It's bigger than I love you because you love me back, or I love
right.
you for the benefits I get from you, which is kind of the point. You were saying, and the Bible says in Romans that human beings started to love the creation, the things on this earth, and the things they could create more than the creator that created us, which is crazy that we'd say to the one who made us, I don't think I really need you, but I'll take the stuff you gave me.
But in many cases, they don't even acknowledge it was the stuff they gave them. They try to say that they're the ones that created it. And so now we're back into the original sin in the garden of, you know, being greater than God, right?
Yeah. And I mean, it's explained in the Bible that when you kind of turn away from him, he then will let your mind be turned over to unwise, false, and foolish thinking. Like you were saying, Bill, it kind of writes God out of the equation and says either he's not good or he's not powerful and pure and true and we're not accountable to him. We can write our own rules. Let's go back to love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is to desire and do what is best for another at a price to yourself. To desire. I like that.
To desire and do
what is best for another at a price to yourself. And think of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
While we were yet sinners, still rebelling, still on our own, Christ died for us as God's demonstration and proof of his love for us. So that's what a marriage is based upon. In sickness and in health, in good behavior and bad, and riches and poverty, thick and thin, I'm committing to love, which is that covenant commitment to do and to want and to sacrifice for the other person.
Exactly.
Look out for their interests, not just your own. Philippians talks about that, chapter 2. So that's what love is. Well, that's God.
Mm-hmm.
He says he is love. Jesus demonstrated himself on earth, and he says, I give you a new command. It's to love one another as I have loved you. And you know what? That's not so he can set some big rule that we would fail and then he can punish us for. It's so that our marriages work.
Mm-hmm.
So that our teenagers know that mom and dad, who may discipline them, really, really enjoy them, care about them, think they're cool, value them, love them, and our hearts are connected. That's so this racial issue. We can stop seeing the pigment of skin or the neighborhood someone came from, though we should definitely be aware of disadvantages that some have. And I'm going to admit, you know, man, I was born on third base. I've had many advantages.
Yeah.
I'm not proud and arrogant about that. But I want to see people as people.
Yeah.
And I think people want to be seen as people. And I think love sees people's hearts and their souls and gets to know them. And that's where America's greatness can return. But it's really not an American idea. It's a God idea.
Love. Without a doubt. And Jeff, you talk about, you know, this idea of where we are right now that is being perpetrated, you know, through a narrative. But when you look at the reality, I mean, I've had conversations with DeRoy Murdoch, who's a commentator for Fox News and with National Review, wrote a couple of great pieces, you know, going back and talking about all the great things that black Americans have done in the history of this nation and where we are today. I mean, interracial marriages, pretty well accepted. We elected a black president
in every area of life.
Exactly. And then here all of a sudden we're bringing up this deal and this racism. And like Tim Scott says, we're using racism to combat race. That's idiocy. I mean, and I just want to tell people, stop. Stop for just a minute and think about where we are right now. It's like you're buying into a narrative and promoting a narrative that most of us aren't seeing. A very small percentage of people are seeing it because they want to be perceived as victims because somewhat it's economically advantageous for them right now to do this. And there are... Go ahead.
I would, in making those statements, which I generally agree with, I would say it's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That is seeking economic advantage and power advantage and control from the messages of victimhood or government must repair the sins of the past and create a new system, a socialistic system. I think that's leadership. I don't know that.
Yeah, but do you think it's government's job to do that or is it each of our jobs?
No, of course
it's in the heart of man, right?
I think right now what I need to say as a human being and as a human being in a racially charged era is I do want to learn more about the experience of other humans. I want to learn more about the experience of other black Americans, other minorities in America. And I think I need to hold myself to those conversations because there's many underlying aspects of being a minority that majorities and even a wealthy person versus a non-wealthy person do not understand. And as Christians and as good citizens, we could improve there, okay? Those dinner table conversations, et cetera.
Right.
The other thing is let us look at the results of the victimhood government must fix the racism that exists everywhere. What that sets up is a never-ending request that someone else fix your life.
Exactly.
That is a disempowering message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my friend Bob Woodson, who was there in the era of Dr. King and through the civil rights era and has been working in inner cities, creating neighborhood enterprise positive solutions all through his life, okay? He's seen both sides. He knows how to critique the Democrats. He knows how to critique the Republicans. But he loves free enterprise. He loves America. He loves God. Bob says, why is it that the African-American community was at its absolute strongest and best of character, marriage, family, fidelity, industry, when America was at its worst?
And now,
while America is not perfect by any means, but is really at its much better condition, we see leadership that's promoting behavior that is not healthy. And so he would say, we're not seeing the best marriage and family and behavior that the black community modeled. We had entrepreneurship in the 30s by the black community, you know, Black Wall Street.
About 15 seconds left, Jeff. Go ahead.
Home ownership. Marriage rates were as high as any other group in society. So love is the answer, and that comes from a relationship with God.
Yeah. Amen. He is the source. Jeff Kemp, former NFL QB ministry leader right here. Thank you, Jeff.
Is that a Q2 or Q3? It's
Dwayne, CPA, went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know what gives us that hope and that bright sunrise is, Jeff Kemp was saying, it's the love of God. I mean, that's our source. And when we disconnect from the love of God, we disconnect from the truth of God, and we walk around in a world of chaos, which is so bizarre. And as Jeff and I were talking about, and we're trying to process this conversation in such a way that is a blessing and is an encouragement, because the mainstream media, as I was saying to Jeff, we were just talking off the air, is that, you know, we're one voice. And you've got the narrative coming from the networks, which still command about 50%, a little less than 50% of the viewing audience. And they have an incredible amount of influence. Big tech, what they're doing and their algorithms and, you know, pushing narratives and trying to control the conversation right now. It's just rather frustrating, you know, for me when I see what they're doing to our country and how they're, you know, revving everybody up and have everybody at each other's throats. And, you know, we've got this, you know, victim, you know, class that everybody has to feel sorry for. And there's just not enough reparations or money. And you look back and you say, whoa, wait a minute. You know, what do you do? How do you, you know, and I think about these young kids, for example, and I want to bring Samantha Mao on from Sam's Corner. She's with us right now. We're going to talk about these viral videos. And Sam, you know, the thing that torments me a bit here, and maybe too much, and I apologize if it does, but I think, you know, right now we have more mixed marriages than we've ever had. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And in light of this, now you got these young kids that are going to, you know, classes to schools, and they're being trained with this, you know, critical race theory that white is bad, black is good. Well, their dad is white, their mom is black, so now they go home and their dad is bad, their mom's good. I mean, do they realize what kind of damage they're putting on these poor kids in living in families? I mean, that have overcome an incredible amount of resistance culturally over the decades, and now we're at a point where mixed marriages are accepted and people can live in, you know, we're living in peace, and I think we're doing so much better. You know, nobody is saying we're perfect, but look at, I don't know many countries that as part of their culture strive to live in a more perfect union. The fact that we even express that as an aspiration and as a goal, I think is commendable, and that's what we should be celebrating. But instead, because, you know, it's you know, we can talk about racism, we can talk about this deal, and it's like, to me, it's a bigger itch than what needs to be, and what it's all about doing, as Bill Fetter has reported many times, it's about tearing down the foundation of this country and to replace it with something else. So it's what Barack Obama talked about, the fundamental transformation of this country to wrong, you know, to right all the social injustices that are taking place. It's not government's responsibility to right all these social injustices. It is self-responsibility. This is done on an individual level. And what we're doing, we've come such a long way in, you know, not that we've arrived, but we're down the road so much further that I'm afraid that what they're doing with all this narrative and this manipulation is they're taking us back, as opposed to helping us move forward so that we would get closer to being that more perfect union. Is that fair?
I mean, I think that's something that definitely concerns me. You know, I grew up in a place, well, you were in the military. It's a very diverse culture in the military. People are all, you know, mixed couples. And, you know, that was more the norm, I would say. It was more likely that you were in a family that was mixed than not.
Right.
And, you know, my husband and I are in an interracial marriage.
I was going to say, yes. Yeah.
Right. And we've talked about, you know, what's it going to be like when we have children? We certainly don't want them to feel like one part of them is not good or one part of them is better than the other. You know, we want them to be proud of who they are and feel good about it. And, you know, you were talking about...
And celebrate the heritage of their father and their mother and in that diversity of the heritage. Not to mention great food in between. So, you know, come on. You know,
I just think it's a beautiful thing for people to come together.
Yes.
And instead of focusing on our differences, you know, my husband and I fell in love, and it wasn't because of our differences, but I think it certainly makes our relationship more interesting. And I think it's wonderful that we live in a time and place that we have the opportunity to. And it almost seems like people are regressing backwards when they're hyper focusing on these things. I'm like, you know, I love my husband. He just happens to be Asian. Like, it has nothing to do with it.
Well, the thing is so cool. See, he whispers sweet nothings to you in a whole other language. And you can just imagine how great it is.
That's really true. And, you know, I love, like, learning about, you know, where he's from. I mean, he's not just a different race. He was born in a different country than me and lived there, you know, for the first 12 years of his life. So we definitely came from a different background. And, you know, I just think people over-focusing on this stuff is just bad.
It's to bring us down. It's not to build us up. That's what I'm trying to point out here. This is not elevating. This is tearing us down and causing, you know, an itch that nobody's interested in. Except a small minority of people, and they're happy to burn down buildings and destroy jobs and destroy this great American dream. But look at all it takes is the go-alongs to get along, and we're going to lose this idea. But then again, because of you and these viral videos and great people out there, we're encouraged to see, you know, acts of kindness that are unbelievable. I mean, they're unbelievable in the sense that maybe they may be more common than we realize because they're just not reported on. And this is why we reserve this time every week, Sam, to have you on to remind people that, hey, you know what? There's some good people out there. Like, for example, this woman, she tosses $1 million lottery ticket. And I could see myself doing this, you know, in my helter-skeltered life. You get something, you kind of toss it. And gosh, I mean, when you know a man with a conscience and some moral value, he finds it and gives it back to her. Now tell us this story.
That's right. So Avi Fan, his parents actually own this gas station. It's called the Lucky Spot, which, I mean, it really is. It's in Springfield, Massachusetts. And so what happened was this customer had come in about 10 days before. It was a regular customer. And she scratched it, and I guess she didn't quite unscratch everything like she should have. So whatever she tossed it, you know, she tossed $1 million lottery ticket. Well, lucky for her, she's a regular customer there. Mm-hmm. These happen to be the most honest people in the world. Avi was saying that he had even called his grandparents back in India. So he's going through the trash bin that's just full of the tickets, and he sees this one, and he's like notices it's not scratched off, scratches it, realizes this is $1 million lottery ticket, and I knew who threw this away.
So he said they had
two sleepless nights sitting there thinking about this, and he calls his grandparents back in India, and they are like, we don't want this money. This is not our money. You give it to her.
Wow.
And so he waited for the customer. He knew where to find her. She comes in all the time. So when she walked in, he's like, hey, I've got something for you, and hands her the $1 million lottery ticket back. And she said she just sat on the floor and started crying. And I'm just,
oh my gosh. Wow.
What percentage of people, and, you know, we all like to say we are those kind of people. And I truly believe I would do that if, you know, if I had the opportunity. But, you know, when push comes to shove, it's a different thing to actually do what you think.
Exactly.
You do.
And, well, I only hope she gave him a nice big tip.
That's what I heard a lot of people saying. They're like, now this guy deserves a cut of that money. You know, just as a reward. Like, this
exactly.
He could have very easily kept this. She would have never known the difference. Nobody would have ever known the difference that he would have known.
Right.
And he
exactly.
knew who it belonged to. And
well, she needs to give him that money before, you know, the tax man get a hold of it, because the tax man's going to get a hold of that and reduce that $1 million really quick. So, you know, share the love. And speaking of sharing the love, you've got, and we were talking about this with Jeff Kemp, you know, the power of love, of God's love. And here it is. You've got a teacher who disarms a school shooter. Where do you go to school as a teacher, as an educator, and learn how to disarm a shooter?
I feel like that's not something that you can learn. I feel like that's something that's taught, and it's like, it's a, you know, whenever I heard this teacher's brother-in-law talking about it, he's like, I think her mama bear instincts came out, because the way she disarmed, I mean, we've seen different kinds of people disarm a shooter, but the way she did it, this is Kristen Eating. She's a math teacher at Rigby Middle School, which is just about 15 miles northeast of Idaho Falls. And when there was a school shooting earlier this month, you know, she walked outside, and it's a little girl that was doing the shooting, which I'm sure was perplexing to her. Nobody ended up dying, but she did shoot 3 people, I believe, wounded in the limbs. And when Krista saw that, she got all her other students out of the way, told them where to go, and did not look back. And she sees a student, and she's like, are you the shooter? And she kind of takes her by the arm and slides her arm down. And she said the student didn't give her the gun, but she didn't fight it either.
Right.
And she just takes the gun from her, and she just starts giving her a hug, because she knows somewhere out there, you know, this girl's mom is existing and has no idea what's happening right now.
Exactly.
And I think, what if, you know, if she had reacted differently, what would have happened? If she had been aggressive or yelled at that student, how many more people could have gotten killed? What would have happened? And maybe even in that moment, she might have changed, you know. I mean, this girl has done something that's going to, you know, change her life forever. And thankfully for her and the people that she shot, they survived.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm wondering if this teacher is going to turn her life around. And she's still young enough that at least her heart will be changed. And for her, I just think this teacher.
Yeah. How do you come out the same after something like that? And you know, and you only hope and pray that this young girl turns her life around. And for this teacher, and the example that this teacher, you know, gave to the rest of the students as well. And, of course, people that are hearing your story. And, you know, what an absolute blessing. There's so many other great stories that we didn't have a chance to get to. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. You'll read about a Texas elementary school that surprised a cafeteria worker after she became a U.S. citizen. And a cab driver who helps an elderly couple in need of help. Great stories that will lift your heart. All because of what Sam does for us. Thank you, Sam.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.